Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk, so I hope you're ready. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some signals, some very subtle ones and not so subtle signals the body can give you that you have a serious problem, and in particularly cancer. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to be looking at some of interesting foods that can help you with the problem of cancer. And if we get time, we may look at some scientific research and what's going on there. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi for righteous men and women in uniform, lifting up in prayer as all of this nation. Praying for righteous leadership. As you know, I feel like a broken record, but I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face and I'm diligently, tenderheartedly, you know, with fear and trembling, asking the Lord to please save America. You know, we need righteous men and women. You know, we do. especially righteous men of valor, to lead this country and, you know, to bring God back. Let's bring him back into our schools, back into everything. That's what we need. And if we want to be blessed, that's just the way it goes. If you get the Bible out and read about it, that's what happens. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. It's that simple. So let's mind the time. Seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, interesting research here. Mayo Clinic team of researchers looking at brain waves when people are using their phones to text message. They say that there's some changes happening to the rhythm of your brain when you do that. So when you send a text message, or if you're using an iPad to create some sort of whatever it is you're doing on there, it says it creates what is a different rhythm within the brain. It says 1 out of 5 people that they monitored for about 16 months had this strange brain rhythm going on. So it's not something that we normally have. They said, according to the study, when we send a message, the person's brain waves create a unique texting rhythm that's never been seen before, they said. So they could attribute it to maybe the small screens, the brain having to really concentrate on those little tiny, you know, squares to punch in the right numbers to spell things. They're not really sure what's causing this brain rhythm, but they're calling it a texting rhythm at this point. Now, of all the activities, they said only the texting messaging produced that brain rhythm. So they're going to be further looking into that. And last but not least in the Quack Report, we have some food forensics to share with you. An independent lab called CWC Labs been looking at some common foods and see what kind of contaminants are in there. You know, high levels, not supposed to be having those, you know, above the recommended daily allowance and all that good stuff. Let's see. They say that they were looking at some foods and they found high levels of lead in a lot of foods. I'm only going to read some of them because there was quite a list. But for instance, they found over 11 parts per million or 11,000 parts per billion of lead in organic mangosteen powder. Yeah, some of these were organic, supposedly. They said they found 300 parts per million of lead in turmeric supplements. They also find 150 parts per million in healthy breakfast cereals, probably because of the rice, things like that. Also, they found 100 parts per million in some spirulina powders from India and China. China had 900 parts per billion in their chlorella supplement powder. Let's see, pet treats, 1,800 parts per billion. Also, they came from China. And let's see, some trace mineral supplements had over 600 parts per billion. So the actual levels of lead contamination in a lot of these foods were higher than the EPA wants to admit. They said exposure to the lead can cause things like, you know, learning disabilities, seizures, dementia, things like that. So, FYI. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, you gotta watch those imported supplements. Please, 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 please. And most of the vitamin C now is from China, too, so you gotta be careful. Okay, so what's up? First, we're going to be talking about some signals the body gives us when there's a problem. Specifically, we're going to cover the cancer topic today because we heard a lot from medical science that we have to be really concerned about the diseases which, you know, are considered silent killers or the ones that produce few or no symptoms. But we really have actually plenty of diseases which do produce signals indicating there's a health problem, but we often ignore them. So take, for example, female cancer. So there are varied signals that arise and often are unheeded for months. And routine medical tests can even misdiagnose these symptoms. So if we learn to be aware of our body to the point that, hey, we know if we have a viral infection or a bacterial infection, we can get that good about that, by the way, then we should be able to be alerted to the more serious health problems, then take some action. So cancer is a very serious health concern, and it scares people. And it's frightening because people realize that a majority of patients die when using the medical treatments, which pretty much just temporarily reduce symptoms. So we're going to take a look at some of these signals indicating female cancer and be aware and take action. All right, so we want to be alert to some differences. So each of us is more aware of unexplainable differences in our bodies more than a medical professional would be because it's our body. So being alert to differences in how we feel, function, look, or, you know, and being honest about it is going to save us precious time towards a recovery. So, you know, I once knew a 56-year-old female that had difficulty swallowing. She felt that there was some pressure or something in her throat when she swallowed. But, you know, she didn't want to do anything about it. And then I knew a 72-year-old female who felt full after eating just a spoonful of yogurt, one spoonful. So these women both had other early indicators that something was wrong, but they rationalized that they were not really that important. All right, let's look at some of the indicators that could be problems. So when the body alters function, we need to pay attention. Some of the basic involuntary functions can be early alerts that something is wrong. Or functions can actually change and become more frequent and not go away. And we should take notice of that, too. Okay, first up is coughing, wheezing, and our breathing. So changes can be a sign of developing cancer in these areas. So pulmonary cancer or leukemia can cause these conditions. So cancer pain can also radiate over a shoulder and down an arm. Also, if you see swelling, lumps, and like we mentioned, swallowing problems, they can be indicators that there's lymphatic glands are enlarged. And you may have esophageal, throat, neck, breast cancer developing. Okay. Fevers are indicators that there's frequent infections that can point to a problem with, you know, stuff like bone marrow and leukemia. So cancer of the blood is very serious, and then the white blood cells increase in number. Bleeding and bruising, if it's constant, will indicate, you know, red blood platelets are abnormal, another sign of cancer of the blood. Bloating of the abdominal area or inability to eat and pelvic pain, you know, feeling full on a minuscule amount of food or sudden weight gain around the waist are signs of cervical or ovarian cancer. Now, fatigue and weakness, if you're feeling constantly tired and you don't really feel refreshed after you go to sleep and wake up, it's a general indicator of disease, and various cancers can be involved in that. Now, stomach pain and rectal bleeding or blood in the stool, which are frequent, you know, happens a lot, it can be an indicator of colorectal cancer. And weight loss, if it's sudden, can indicate liver, digestive, or colon cancer. So the body cannot void out waste material, and so you got a weight loss that's happening pretty quick. Also, breast, if you got redness of the breast, soreness, swelling, and nipple changes, these indicate breast cancer because usually the breast tissue becomes inflamed and swollen, and that's not associated with reproductive cycle or hormonal changes, because women usually on their monthly cycle may get a little breast tenderness, but it's not that. This may not even alert women because of that reason, but the nipple changes usually gets their attention when the nipple flattens out, becomes concaved or inverted, or even turned sideways. So women report that they feel like the nipple was turned inside out and that it's itchy and maybe the skin is scaly and crusty, because a lot of times there's a discharge too from the nipple if there's breast cancer. Then there could be also face that swells up. If you get a lot of puffiness and redness in the face or blood vessels on your chest, that can be a result of tumors interfering with circulation. And then also look for a gauntness of the face. It's another indicator. So look for sunken cheekbones, dark circles under the eyes, pale, pasty color to the skin. Because when this occurs, the cancer has been active for some time and is spreading. Also, fingernails. Look at the fingernails. Changes can give you a clue to different types of cancer. If you get a brown or a black streak or a dot on your nail, it signals skin cancer. And nails that club or enlarge at the end and curve downward indicate lung cancer. Pale nails would indicate liver cancer. And also don't forget pain in the lower right side in your back area. That could also indicate a variety of cancer. So these are all symptoms. A lot of people think, oh, I'll just take a little Advil. I'll be fine tomorrow. Well, no. So, you know, you be aware, be vigilant. Well, let's look at some of the risk concerns, because there are many things that can contribute to developing our cancer risk. So there are a few things like poor nutrition, radiation exposure, tobacco or alcohol abuse, and lack of regular exercise can increase our risk of developing diseases like cancer. So when we look at these elements that increase our risk of cancer, we find that we have power over them. We can limit or minimize our risk. Now, the American Cancer Society and the Environmental Protection Agency and the CDC, they reported on some research that was done at the University of Quebec on things which can increase our risk of cancer. One element they listed was working at night or doing shift work. So there seems to be an imbalance that occurs in the melatonin when we're working at night, and we become three times more likely to develop lung cancer, bladder, pancreatic, prostate, colorectal, or breast cancer. Their results, they were published in the 2013 American Journal of Epidemiology, so you can check that out. And then there's also some medications that we should be aware of. Some medications can increase our risk of cancer, especially for women. According to the American Cancer Society, birth control drugs present a greater risk of developing breast cancer compared to women who never used them. Many cancers can be hormone dependent or hormone driven, and some of these drugs disrupt the hormones. So research has also shown that women who have healthy diets, exercise regularly, have children before the age of 30, and breastfeed them have lower risks of developing breast cancer. All right, so, and let's say, you know, you get told you have cancer and you just don't want to go along with the treatments, the chemo and radiation. Well, let's say you don't want to take the cancer treatments. According to Dr. Kenneth Robbins, he's a psychiatrist and an internal medicine specialist, he says the decision to take or not take the medical establishment's cancer treatments is a personal one. The choice is ultimately the patient's. So communications is important between family members to understand and support each other during the difficult time. So there are mixed feelings among patients who use radiation and chemo to try to kill cancer. And in most cases, patients don't know that they have other choices that they could possibly use to reverse the condition. Let me read you this quote from a cancer patient. It was post January 2013. The patient was only identified as Maymay. And she says, quote, "I am in the process of having to decide about radiation again. It was unpleasant, tiresome, expensive, and inconvenient treatment the first time. I experienced tissue burns and some permanent changes to breast tissue. I have pressure in my lungs, and when taking a deep breath shortly after starting radiation, and it still happens now. This time I'm told I have a lower stage tumor, but a higher grade, and I'm really not sure how to assess the benefit." Yeah, she's questioning whether the radiation benefits her. Well, let's look at the 2011 report on radiation treatments real quick. This was Life Extension published this report on the damaging effects of cancer radiation, and their report stated radiation data has been manipulated and the statistics are covered up. According to Dr. Ralph Moss, he's the author of the Cancer Industry book, he says, he was pretty much instrumental in uncovering a lot of raw data on the radiation therapy. So Dr. Moss stated in his work that medicine declared statistics on cancer survivors even though they died of the cancer within 5 years of the treatment and died of the same cancer they were being treated for. And they weren't counted as death by cancer. They were counted as a cancer survivor. So he goes on to report that radiation treatments leave patients scarred, mutilated, burned, and with lethal radiation narcosis of the brain. So when patients die, they are really not tabulated as a cancer death if they've been taking the treatments. So this is done intentionally to skew the cancer treatment statistics and promote it as a cancer cure. Well, let's look at the radiation therapy. Interesting, another side effect of getting treated, especially if you had head or neck tumors or skin cancers and you get radiation in that area, radiation to treat your head area, they say it increases the risk of stroke by 5 times. So in the research, it was clear, it illustrated that within 10.9 years of the treatment, the patients endured a stroke. And the risk of stroke persists up to 15 years post-radiation treatment. Therefore, these patients are not listed as dying of cancer or from the radiation to treat their cancer, but they're just listed as dying from a stroke. But the radiation caused it, see? So in many cases, the radiation promotes the premature death, and that gives them a stroke. Now, women with breast cancer are at risk of heart failure when they're treated with radiation in the chest area. The radiation can also damage the lungs, creating what is called pneumoitis, which is a lung producing a persistent cough and shortness of breath, including fever that can last for months. And then there's the second cancer risk. Patients may be declared cancer-free of their original cancer, but only to be told they have a new secondary cancer, which can develop soon after the radiation treatment is finished or even years post-treatment. So patients are often never the same after being treated for cancer by medicine. And radiation damages the cancer and normal cells. So the cancer cells die and the normal cells are left to develop abnormally into cancer cells. So the radiation also damages the blood supply to the skin, making wounds difficult to heal. And now, you guys remember actress, I'm sure, Suzanne Somers. Remember her? She stated she regretted taking radiation therapy for her breast cancer. She says this, quote, "There should be a book written on the realities of radiation and all the things that are never mentioned beforehand. With radiation, the breast gradually gets flatter and flatter until it looks as though there has been a complete mastectomy. When the swelling subsided, it was considerably smaller than I had at first realized, and then it began to degrade, gradually losing more and more volume until it became non-existent." So they radiated her breasts right off her torso, basically. That's just really something to think about, isn't it? Well, let's look at now the talcum powder. Lately, we've been hearing about that and the cover-up by Johnson & Johnson. They got fined for knowing that in advance, they knew in advance that talcum powder can increase the risk of uterine cancer. Well, the minerals and other ingredients in talc also contain asbestos, and it's a known carcinogen. So the American Cancer Society says there have been mixed results in studies looking at the talc cancer risk. However, they do agree that asbestos can cause cancer in humans, especially if they breathe it into the lungs. So externally, though, What does it do? Well, extremely overweight people, obese people, often use talcum powder. Helps to buffer the friction on their skin and also to reduce any moisture in lots of those folds of skin that they have in order to avoid any bacterial or fungal skin infections. So it's really uncertain if there's any correlation between cancer for the topical use of talc in this manner. I don't think they've ever looked at it. So we all have to be pretty vigilant. We need to be vigilant to what we're exposed to, and as much as possible, I mean, we need to strengthen our body, and I like to do it with organic nutrition. And you want to be able to notice any sign, no matter how subtle, any changes. So don't dismiss the changes as being due to maybe stress or lack of sleep. You know, you might want to write the change down and then see how long it takes it to for your body to regain balance again, and it goes away and hopefully stays away. So if you don't regain the balance, then, you know, you want to get a diagnosis and research your options, because I see it all too often that people don't get a diagnosis and wait until the very last minute to find out what problem they have, and then they've lost all this precious time that they could use towards healing when the body was stronger. So getting a diagnosis doesn't mean you have to accept the treatment plan the doctor recommends, but at least you know what you have and you're not shooting in the dark. All right, so we want to look at alternatives. So if you want to look at alternatives, you know, if radiation and chemo is not attractive options for you, then research alternatives is your next step. Now, if I had cancer, I'd want to remove the accumulative toxins that hinder healing. And I would also use dandelion root for an immune-boosting herbs. So I would make sure my bones are healthy so it can manufacture the healthy blood, because blood brings healing. It delivers food, nutrition, oxygen, and takes away debris. So you're going to find tools to do this and more at Apothecary Herbs. So you want to look at their organ cleanses, and you want to do all the cleanses all the way up to the blood system. Also, they have the calcium formula, which is made with mineral-rich plants for healthy bones. It's not an animal product. Then there are several immune-boosting formulas and, of course, the dandelion root there that kills cancer cell but leaves healthy cells alone. So when you're dealing with cancer, you have to hit it with natural therapies pretty hard and consistently. So you will know that you're making headway when the body's energy picks back up and you see some physical signs of improvement, okay? So if you want, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call to order or for a free product catalog. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Tools and empowerment and knowledge on how to use them. So take advantage also of their 4th of July special they have running right now. You'll save 15% on orders over $55 now through the 5th. So a lot of people are doing that lately. So they're picking up what they need, stocking up even, you know, kind of, you know, because your liquids have a 10-year shelf life. Oh, yeah. So if you want some backup medicine, bam! Now's the time. Save 15%. We gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
We're going to be talking about a really great herb that can help you, especially if you have the cancer we were talking about in the first segment. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't like this herb at all. I didn't like this food at all. It's onion. I didn't like it. You could not, unless it was, you know, chopped up really, really, really tiny and hidden in something. You know, and I had a big glass of water to, you know, kind of swallow down real quick because I didn't taste it. But, you know, really, what kids like onions, right? But by the time I got into high school, you know, I loved onions. You know, I like them today. Now, I've noticed lately that, you know, teenagers and in 20-somethings, they really don't like them so much. Have you not noticed that? I have. Maybe I'm just too in tune, but I have adult children, and they don't like onions so much, and neither do their friends. So they don't like the smell, the taste, or the texture of onions. So what are they missing out on? Except, you know, onion breath. Well, let's take a look and see what some of the benefits of onions can bring us. Well, onions are native to Asia, Middle East. That's where they were cultivated originally. But now they're cultivated all over the world. And there are many onion options. Okay, it comes from the Allium sepa family. And then cousin to the onion is your garlic. And it's also part of the chive, scallion, leeks family. Okay, so you have to know them by their pungent aroma, the flavor, the medicinal power as well. So the entire planet, well, we harvest about 1 billion pounds of onions a year. So there's really no common names for the top producers of onions other than, you know, people just know them as onions. Sometimes Vidalia onion is one brand because of the sweetness, but China, India, the United States, Russia, and Spain, all the big producers for onion. And you just know these types of foods are similar in the same family because when you cut, you don't really smell them too much until you cut into them. Horseradish root, ginger, onion, garlic, they have a wet and a dry cell. And when you cut into them, they chemically mix. And that's when you have the aroma and sometimes the pungent aroma. Well, let's look at a little history. It said that the onion, like other foods and herbs, could be used as currency, and the Egyptians actually paid workers with onions. So it's believed that the pyramids wouldn't have been built if there weren't enough onions. But all over the world, different cultures value the onion, used them for basically to flavor dishes and also as a medicine. And also as a currency, and especially to pay taxes. Oh, could we go back to that? I'd love to pay my taxes with onions. What do you think? Well, we may get to that. If we keep going down the same path we're on, we may be, you know, bartering with the, you know, wampum here in a little bit. Now, North America, you know, the Christopher Columbus story. Well, we have them to thank for cultivating onions because they brought them from the West Indies over here and into the Western Hemisphere. So Christopher Columbus brought us the onion. So the youngsters really now have options when it comes to onions. Some have a sharper taste, while others are more sweet, like the Vidalia. But there are different colors, too. Like your white onion, it's going to be hotter than your yellow or your sweet onions, like your purple Vidalia. So I like the white ones. You know, I kind of like bite. I like hot. So, if I can get the white, I'll get the white. You know, that's just the way it is. Well, let's look at some of the benefits. There's been lots of research, the health benefits of onions, scientifically proven. Onion can give you some really important protection, especially in the areas of your urinary tract, digestive system, pulmonary system, and circulatory system. So onion carries this antiseptic-like quality. Modern herbalists like onion to help with cardiovascular issues like cholesterol, blood clots, blood sugar, blood pressure. And some research involving animal studies suggests onions do lower cholesterol and help prevent blood clots. And when they're given in large doses, the German E-Commission confirmed this and also recommends onion for the prevention of arterial sclerosis. Racetracks. All over the world will give horses onions so they don't get those clots in their legs, okay? Horses, gorgeous animals, big and majestic, powerful creatures, but they're also delicate, you know, their legs and stuff. All right, let's look at some of the ancient uses. The onion has been used for thousands of years for many ailments, like expelling worms, reducing swelling, getting rid of gas and flatulence. Being used as a diuretic, obviously for colds and coughs and congestion, help loosen the sticky phlegm. Also, it's been great for you know, a healing aid for infections, and even used for nausea. So people down through the centuries have used onion for things like fungus and warts. It's really great for all kinds of warts. I like to use garlic with it, too. Garlic is an antiviral, so warts are viral, so bam, get rid of the wart. And also, they've used it for blemishes, pain, sprains, bruises, and obviously infections. So our ancient ancestors used onions. They would make an oil, onion oil, and they would use it to cleanse surfaces, get rid of the bacteria and fungus, because it had that antiseptic-like quality. So there you go. And, you know, then there's those suggestions, like if cold and flu season, take an onion, slice it in half, let it sit out in your room, and it purifies your air, gets rid of pathogens. So you can try that. Here's some of the research. I say onions full of vitamin C and sulfur compounds, which help lower blood sugar and is an option for things like diabetes. Animal research showed that onion extract stops cancer tumor growth in rats. And scientists reported in 1990 that the chemical compounds in onions can moderate the threat of asthma because it reduces the inflammatory response. Other high nutrients you find in onion are vitamin A, magnesium, potassium, protein, and riboflavin. Well, let's talk about the cancer thing. Because we were talking about that in the first segment of the show, but it seems there have been a lot of studies regarding onions and how it can help defeat cancer. A Chinese study had 560 patients. It was done in 1989, and it revealed that when you eat onions and other types of vegetables like that with the allium, like the garlic and stuff, it helps reduce your risk of stomach and esophageal cancer. Actually, all the foods in the allium sepa family are especially good at fighting off colon, rectal, stomach cancers, and so forth. So scientists believe that it's the sulfur and the antioxidant compounds, which are the fighters, keep you cancer-free, but they're really not exactly sure what the mechanism is or the chief deterrent is in onion. Because if they ever find that out, you know they're going to make a drug. That's what they do. So they don't know whatever it is specifically that's in the onion or your garlic, which inhibits tumor growth and keeps cancer from metastasizing. Other studies with onion regarding cancer also included the prostate, which appeared in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The research proved that men who ate onion and garlic with other allium vegetables, like broccoli and so forth, lowered their risk of prostate cancer. So obviously there's some sort of protective effect from these foods, which science really can't put their finger on in order so they can, you know, extract it, make a drug, charge you lots of money. So it's estimated that several servings of raw onion each week can be very helpful at lowering your risk of certain types of cancers. And with regard to other cancerous conditions like breast and lung cancer, an addition of flavonoids in your onions is pretty basic overall cancer deterrent. Yeah. You know, add in your dandelion root, you know, set for safekeeping, and you got it made. All right, let's look at some of the other things. Another interesting find regarding onion is that it seems to improve sleep and your mood. Scientists think it's the folate nutrients in onions that can lift people's mood. They can lift you out of depression, protect you from you know, an accumulation of amino acids in your blood, plasma, and so forth. So too much homocysteine can block the body's ability to deliver enough oxygen-rich blood and nutrition to your brain, which can affect your mood. So this homocysteine is believed to interfere with things like serotonin, dopamine, neurotransmitters, norepinephrine. So all these tend to regulate your sleep and your mood and even your appetite. So onions help support them and your central nervous system with some natural vitamin B. And it's believed that some of the neurodegenerative diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's can be helped with long-term use of onions being eaten each day. Wow. Just getting basic here. All right, so we want to get the most out of this. So if you're wanting to incorporate more onions into your diet, really good idea. So use your fresh foods. Don't over peel your onions, and don't peel them until you want to use them. Those outer layers retain all the flavonoids in your onions, so don't peel unless you're ready, because it dehydrates the onion. You lose 20% or more of your nutrients that way. So the rule is, if you're going to peel it, you'd better be eating it. So some people opt to eat other vegetables instead, such as, you know, red bell peppers or carrots or tomatoes for the nutrition. And these do offer nutrition for sure, but not as much as the onion, the garlic, and the leeks. So there are more polyphenols and antioxidants, tannins, sulfur compounds in those foods instead of the others. So flavonoids are considered one of the world's healthiest food sources, and there are over 6,000 flavonoids identified by science, and there are probably a lot more than that. They just haven't identified them all. However, at this writing, onions contain more flavonoids per ounce, providing more moderate more coverage than people who, you know, moderately eat their vegetables each week. So if you want more flavonoids, you know, add some onion to your vegetable routine. Also, some research on onions and bones. A lot of doctors haven't mentioned to their patients, especially menopausal women, that if you eat more onions, it strengthens your bones. Yeah. So studies are suggesting that sporadic eating of onions really didn't improve bone density much, but daily eating of onions did. It had a solid influence on bone health. So they also found that the strength and connectiveness of the tissues also improved dramatically. So if you had, you know, hip dysplasias or knee problems and stuff, all those connective tissues are going to be strengthened. You're going to have a lot better movement. So sulfur helps the tendons and connective tissues. Mm-hmm. So also, we can't forget garlic and onion. Love those two things. Great for the immune system. It helps reduce inflammation so that you can heal from conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and asthma and bronchitis and pneumonia. So it helps, you know, you dilate the breathing a little and you can breathe better. Also, onions will keep that part of your immune system, which, you know, triggers a lot of that inflammation, to a minimum, so it doesn't overdo it. And science believe it's, the antioxidants in the onions. They're not sure, but that's what they think. Also, I like onions because the flavonoids help you detox a little bit. It's a natural self-detoxer. So when there are toxins in your cells tend to be contaminated. So scientists think onions help detoxify your cells, and it does it in two phases. It helps your immune system remove any damaged cells and neutralize any contaminants. And they want to do more study on that and see what the complexity of the flavonoids are in that action, but basically that's what they're noticing at the moment. So now, flavonoid foods, foods with lots of flavonoids are your apples, almonds, sweet potatoes, bananas, blueberries, bell peppers, celery, oranges, chili peppers, cantaloupe, lettuce, grapefruit, tomatoes, cabbage, raspberries, and garbanzo beans. So you can get a lot of flavonoids that way. So now, animal studies have found that the supplement form really didn't provide as much nutrition as it does from a raw onion, from your raw supplements, from your raw foods. So your supplements are great as a backup, but if you can get it in your diet, it's much better. So many people like, well, they don't want to eat onions because they want to avoid the onion breath, and or they'll use a desulfured onion or garlic supplement. But all the medicinal power has been removed when you do that, and it's pretty worthless. So whole food supplements that aren't cooked to death or heated in their processing are going to be superior options when in concentrated form. So you'll get that onion medicinal action going. So what I tell people is, you know, have some onion, have some garlic, and if you're worried about the garlicky breath, just get a whole clove and stick it in between cheek and gum. It'll freshen your breath. If you know, because the breath mints these days have all that stuff in it. Unless you get a natural one. So now if you'd like, check out the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have some organic all onion and garlic in their all-in-one tonic. They also have it in their immune booster, their bowel cleanse formulas, their skin poultice, which is great this time of year for bee stings and poison ivy and stuff like that. Gets rid of that. So you can check them out. They do have a prostate kit as well with some dandelion root if you're worried about the cancer risk with the prostate issue, the calcium formulas for strengthening up bones and as well as those tendons in your body for strong muscle, bone, tissue health. Check that. All plant-based, certified organic whole foods, so no animal product there. Give them a call and ask for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 704-885-0277 if you're outside the U.S. or 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Yep, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. All right, so they got the 4th of July specials going on, and it's going through the 5th, so you got time to pick up some things if you want to do some cleansing. You want to get some of that skin poultice in case you know your kids run into the poison ivy. Going camping. Oh, goodness. If you're going camping and hiking, you know you're going to find the poison ivy then. That skin poultice will save you for real. And it's just $19. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. Get a catalog. Oh, speaking of catalogs, we're working on a new one, which we're going to have ready this fall. And it's going to be really fab. And it's just really going to be spectacular. So we're working on a new one. But we do have current catalogs in stock, so check them out. And you can download them off the website at thepowerherbs.com. Just, you know, click on the catalog tab. Also, get signed up for the newsletters. Newsletters are great. Free information go out every week to you to empower you. And it's all organic health news, and you'll love that stuff. So check that out. All right, we have a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some of the research that scientific journals and stuff tend to publish, and pharmaceutical companies tend to put out about their medications. I'll see a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the drug companies sponsor the research, and they do not divulge necessarily the raw data. And then they get ghostwriters to write the articles about the new product. So ghostwriters have, you know, stepped in to write something that really, you know, glowing about a product, make it seem plausible that the new drug is, you know, kind of the wonder drug, the panacea. And a lot of times, you know, it's hard to, you know, scientifically convince readers. So they have to smudge on some of the data. So if you were the corporate drug company, which would you rather have entered into print about your product? Would it be it was 2% absolute difference or 33% relative risk reduction? Well, let me explain that. There's these statistics that they use when they explain the effectiveness of drugs from a study. So they have a control group usually with placebo, and then they get the results on that, and then the double-blind study. And they may say the placebo had a 1% risk reduction, and the group that took the drug had a 3% risk reduction. So they're saying the true difference is 2%. Not a whole lot of difference there, right? 2%. So they got to make it sound better than it is if they want to sell a lot of drugs and make a lot of money. So, all of a sudden, in order to get the percentage differences to sell, you know, the drug, they'll say one of three, multiply that by 100, you get 33%. Instead of 2%, it goes to 33%. It's sort of some sort of creative math, if you will. And they call that relative risk reduction. Uh-huh. Well, let's look at some of the relative risk reduction drugs that are already on the market. Some of your heart medicines like Provocol, the real reduction was 3.1%. But when the ghostwriters were done with it, It had a relative risk reduction of 21%. The Zocor, its real reduction, its real absolute reduction was 3.3%. That was the big difference. But the ghostwriters touted it in print as a 29% relative risk reduction. So, in other words, you would be 29% better off taking their drug. Now, Lipitor, its real numbers after 5 years of testing was 0%. Rather than chuck this drug into the trash can after 5 years of working with it, they printed it as having a 20% relative risk reduction in coronary events and ignored the real data that it had side effects of stomach pain, weakness, headache, respiratory arrest, bone pain, chest pain, flu-like symptoms, frequent urination, pale stool, edema, yellowing of the eyes and skin. In other words, heart and liver failure. Just a step away if you're taking that. Oh, and we can't forget about Crestor. You see those commercials, you know, with the orange color theme, the guy's wearing the sweater, orange, anyway. Real numbers were, for reducing heart attack or stroke, 0.9%. But it was written up to reduce your relative risk of 53%. So here's a quote from Mark Harkey. He's MD, New England Journal of Medicine. He said, the absolute differences in risk are more clinically important than relative reductions in risk in deciding whether to recommend drug therapy, since absolute benefits of treatment must be large enough to justify the associated risk and cost. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Shane Ellison, he was on this show. You may have remembered him. Chemist, worked for the pharmaceutical company. Wrote a book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. If you don't have that book, I tell you, go get it. Going on with the drugs you're taking. He says the data from the pharmaceutical-controlled studies, there really isn't any scientific evidence that the numbers are supported. They're all manipulated. And they're written up in journals, and it's just really paid advertising. It's to target their market, their medical doctors, in order for them to push the drugs on their patients. So he says deep pockets can buy research and hype the benefits, conceal the risks, and pay off the editors in these journals, according to Shane. And journals like The Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association. He said they're all paid for by pharmaceutical corporations. Yeah. So, I mean, if it's just advertising, where's the science? You know, it's sort of like that old commercial, where's the beef? Where's the science? So I want you to be careful out there. There's a lot you could do without, you know, worrying about your absolute risk reduction. You can just eat better and use some medicinal herbs, okay? Use your heart-strengthening herbs if you're worried about that. Your hawthorn berries, your cayenne, your red clover. You know, your garlic is a natural blood thinner if you have that problem. If you got clotting, the hawthorn berries protect that fibrinogen protein so you don't get clotting. Science research proved it worked better than the drugs, so... You have options here. God made sure you had them. Herbs are here for the service of man. God can't lie. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Thepowerherbs.com. That's what it's about. Putting the power back in your hands. Giving you the control. Giving you your life back. That's what it's about. Saving some money. Being healthier. It's all those things. And praising the Lord for his medicinal herbs. Don't forget that. He gets the credit every day, all the time. I'm out of time, though. I'll be back later. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician. Before you use any product or therapy, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.